This is London. You will now hear a statement by the Prime Minister.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British Ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany. You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me that all my long struggle to win peace has failed. Yet I cannot believe that there is anything more or anything different that I could have done and that would have been more successful. Up to the very last, it would have been quite possible to have arranged a peaceful and honourable settlement between Germany and Poland. But Hitler would not have it. He had evidently made up his mind to attack Poland whatever happened. And although he now says he put forward reasonable proposals which were rejected by the Poles, that is not a true statement. The proposals were never shown to the Poles, nor to us. And though they were announced in the German broadcast on Thursday night, Hitler did not wait to hear comments on them, but ordered his troops to cross the Polish frontier the next morning. His action shows convincingly that there is no chance of expecting that this man will ever give up his practice of using force to gain his will. He can only be stopped by force. And we in France are today, in fulfillment of our obligations, going to the aid of Poland, who is so bravely resisting this wicked and unprovoked attack upon her people. We have a clear conscience. We have done all that any country could do to establish peace. But a situation in which no word given by Germany's ruler could be trusted, and no people or country could feel itself safe, had become intolerable. And now that we have resolved to finish it, I know that you will all play your part with calmness and courage. At such a moment as this, the assurances of support which we have received from the Empire are a source of profound encouragement to us. When I have finished speaking, certain detailed announcements will be made on behalf of the government. Give these your close attention. The government have made plans under which it will be possible to carry on the work of the nation in the days of stress and strain that may be ahead. But these plans need your help. You may be taking your part in the fighting services or as a volunteer in one of the branches of civil defense. If so, you will report for duty in accordance with the instructions you receive. You may be engaged in work essential to the prosecution of war or the maintenance of the life of the people, in factories, in transport, in public utility concerns, or in the supply of other necessaries of life. If so, it is of vital importance that you should carry on with your jobs. Now may God bless you all, and may He defend the right. For it is evil things that we shall be fighting against: brute force, bad faith, injustice, oppression, and persecution. And against them I am certain that the right will prevail.
That is the end of the Prime Minister's statement. Please stand by for the important government announcements, which, as the Prime Minister has said, will follow almost immediately. That is the end of the announcement.
This is London. The government have given instructions for the following important announcements. Closing of places of entertainment. All cinemas, theatres, and other places of entertainment are to be closed immediately until further notice. In the light of experience, it may be possible to allow the reopening of such places in some areas. They are being closed because if they were hit by a bomb, large numbers would be killed or injured. Sports gatherings and all gatherings for purposes of entertainment and amusement, whether outdoor or indoor, which involve large numbers congregating together, are prohibited until further notice. This refers especially to gatherings for purposes of entertainment. But people are earnestly requested not to crowd together unnecessarily in any circumstances. Churches and other places of public worship will not be closed. Air raid warnings. As from now, no hooter or siren may be sounded except on the instructions of the police. In the event of threatened air raids, warnings will be given in urban areas by means of sirens or hooters, which will be sounded in some places by short intermittent blasts and in other places by a warbling note changing every few seconds. The warning may also be given by short blasts on police whistles. When you hear any of these sounds, take shelter. Do not leave your shelter until you hear the raiders' past signal, which will be given by continuously sounding the sirens or hooters for a period of 2 minutes on the same note. If poison gas has been used, you will be warned by means of hand rattles. If you hear hand rattles, do not leave your shelter until the poison gas has been cleared away. Handbells will be used to tell you when there is no longer any danger from poison gas. Schools. All-day schools in evacuation and neutral areas in England, Wales, and Scotland are to be closed for lessons for at least a week from today. In reception areas, schools should be reopened as soon as arrangements for the education of the children evacuated to the locality can be completed. The precise date of reopening schools in reception areas will be decided by the authorities of the schools. General. Keep off the streets as much as possible. To expose yourself unnecessarily adds to your danger. Carry your gas mask with you always. Make sure that you and every member of your household, especially children able to run about, have on them their names and address clearly written. Do this either on an envelope or something like a luggage label, not on an odd piece of paper which might get lost. Sew the label onto your children's clothes where they cannot pull it off. The London Tube Railways are required for traffic purposes, and the tube stations are not available as air raid shelters. Now here is an announcement to unemployed persons. If you are already claiming benefit or allowances, do not attend at the Ministry of Labour local offices until your next payday. If you become unemployed and want to claim benefit or allowances, you should attend at the Ministry of Labour local office. To avoid congestion, claims will be taken from 9 o'clock in alphabetical order, surnames beginning with A to H in the morning, the rest in the afternoon. That is the end of these announcements.